And so on the next section of the show, we'll be talking about the huge, huge events that are coming up in Nottingham over the next year or so. And we're kicking off. We're going to go, I think this is a very weird, and I remember when it first came out that they were touring together, there was a bone mix. Is the Queen, is Queen and Adam Lambert at the Capital Farm Arena?
I thought it wasn't real when I first heard it. If I'm completely honest, I thought people were just saying, oh yeah, it's Psy and Kim Jong-un going on tour together. Like, just a joke. But that's a good combination, because I really like Adam Lambert.
Do you think Adam Lambert will live up to Freddie Mercury, though, is what we're talking about?
Oh, that's a massive question.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I don't know. He'll give it a good shot, to be fair. But I don't think anyone could ever live up to Freddie.
No, I think you're probably right. Another big show we're excited about in Nottingham. Peace will play three whole days at the Bodega. They're all sold out.
Wow.
3 days. Yeah, there's disbelief in the studio. 3 dates. Yeah, they sold out within a day. All 3 dates.
That is... Like, Bodega's quite small, though.
Bodega is quite small.
I reckon they would have still sold out Rock City.
Do you know what? I think they would have as well. Wow. But they decided to do an intimate show.
Oh, that's nice.
They've chosen the Bodega. And they sold out the 5th, 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
So that's set...
February.
February. If you've got tickets to that, you are in for a treat.
One of very few, I reckon, as well. Lucky people. So the next people we've got who are going to be here on the 28th of February are Jungle, and they're going to be at Rock City. Have these guys sold out?
They are. Do you know what? I think they might have done last time I checked. Do you know, Jungle were one of 2014's biggest breakout artists.
They just came from nowhere, I feel.
They did.
Did they have a chart topper, like top 10? They must have done.
I think their album got to in the top 10.
Yeah.
I don't think any singles did. But yeah, if you've got tickets to this, it's going to be a brilliant, brilliant show, and you're very, very lucky people. And I think one of the biggest, I think we can agree, one of the biggest shows.
I was going to say the biggest.
It sold out, Hannah. Let me tell you, in 3 minutes.
No way.
Yeah, is Royal Blood, and they'll be playing Rock City on the 14th of March. And like I said, that show is unfortunately sold out.
I'm really gutted that sold out, actually, because I really like Royal Blood. We've just had a text in from someone saying how many days, and I'm assuming that's people asking how many days Peace are here for.
Peace, that's
3
right.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days, 5th to the 7th of February, you lucky people who have got tickets.
So next up, Codeline will play Rock City on the 9th of March. Are you a big fan of Codeline?
I absolutely love Codeline. I haven't seen them live yet.
What do you think they'll be like live?
I think it would be so chill, just like everyone maybe swaying, maybe a cider, I don't know.
Are you a fan of the swaying gigs?
To be honest, I prefer them to the moshy gigs. Very
really?
Much.
Because I went to see Gabrielle Upland in 2014.
No, but she's boring.
Yeah,
Codeline,
and it was a very
boring,
swayy gig, and I'm not sure how well it would go down.
Codeline have, there's more than one voice, and it's all harmonies, so I think they'd be much more exciting. And they do still have a beat behind them.
They do, yeah.
But they do still have very sweet sort of sounding vocals and melodies, which I like a lot, and I would love to go see them. Very much.
Also, playing Nottingham, was this one of the ones that you weren't too sure about?
Yeah, what is this? I thought he was surely retired. Surely retired.
Hannah is, of course, talking about Lionel Richie, who plays the Capital FM Arena on the 17th of March.
Can he fill a Capital FM Arena?
I think so. Lionel Richie.
He's a classic, I guess.
He is, and you'll get people, like, I'm up for going. You'll get people aged 50
60.
Plus. You'll get the whole family there.
Family outing to see Lionel Richie at the Capital FM Arena on the 17th of March.
Exactly.
Another one we've got is Charlie XCX at Rescue Rooms on the 1st of April, and that's no April Fool. I don't know what I would expect from that, because a lot of her songs are sort of dancey, like Boom Clap. Like,
yeah.
What kind of performance is she going to do?
I think it'll be...
Acoustic?
Very energetic. No, I think it'd be very energetic.
Energetic.
Yeah.
Thing is, she does vocals for a lot of dance songs, so she's gonna... I think that's gonna be a hard gig to set out, but if she's doing it where she's doing it, Rescue Rooms, it must be really good.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be one of the gigs. I think Charlie XCX is still one of those people that people underestimate a little, but she is very, very talented.
She has a very good voice.
She does, and I think she's going to go down a storm at Rescue Rooms when she plays there on the 1st of April. Now, Hannah, was this an...
This is definitely one of the ones I'm questioning.
Okay, now get ready, guys. On the 4th of April, so you've got Charlie XCX on the 1st of April. 3 days later, tame your excitement, because Blue will be playing the Capital FM Arena. Are you... No? Were you not going to see Blue?
I'm more of a fan of the people who are next. I wasn't the girl who is into Blue. I was the girl who was into the next people.
Who
what about
they?
Me? Which one are you?
Do you know what? If I had to choose, it would be the next band as well.
Which is... Yeah, drum roll please, Tom. S Club 7 are coming to Capital FM Arena on the 15th of May. S Club 7.
Yeah, but I think it's almost sold out. I think it's sold out very quickly. I think they added another date, you know.
But then again, did you see their performance on Children in Need?
Yeah.
Wasn't Joe that a bit shocking?
I don't think Joe's got the flow anymore, Hannah. I really don't.
Oh my God, that was brilliant. Yeah, so I don't know how much... I think that could shatter my childhood memories if I went to see them.
So do you reckon... Are you gonna stay away and just relive memories, watch some Miami 7 on YouTube?
Yeah, watch Seeing Double, the film they made.
Brilliant film.
Brilliant film. So yeah, Blue and S Club 7 both going to Capital FM Arena in April and May. Isn't that just what?
Gosh, I'm going to be camping outside there trying to get their autographs. And... Me and Hannah are both big fans of the next artist who plays Rescue Rooms on the 8th of February. It's King Charles.
A lot of people haven't heard of King Charles. I had to show my housemate today.
He's incredible. Like, he brought his album out, I think, about 2-3 years ago.
Mm. And it's still getting a lot of plays on Spotify, I know that.
Yeah, it is. But he hasn't released any new music yet. But there's also some very, very big events going on in Nottingham over the next 12 months as well. We have the usual festivals. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of all those. So on the 26th of April, Hit the Deck will be returning to Nottingham. If you're into your rock and punk, then that's the festival for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere Festival will also be returning to Nottingham on the 3rd of May. And that, if you've not heard of Everywhere Festival for dance... I'm thinking
house,
of music.
Electric.
House, electric... Hannah's on it. Are you a big fan of Everywhere? Have you ever been before?
I've not been. I heard about last year, wanted to go, but didn't have any friends to go with. But maybe this year.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go.
Also coming back to Nottingham is Dot to Dot Festival on the 24th of May. We are both big fans of Dot to Dot.
Absolutely love Dot to Dot. I didn't have a ticket to go last year, but then someone sold me theirs. And I was a bit like, oh, do I want to go to this? But I went. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. I saw, who did I see? I saw Slaves, who we talked about earlier,
yeah.
Who are in our big 2015 list. Hudson Taylor, who are a really cool Irish band.
Yeah. I saw Peace, I saw
Amber Run.
Luke Sittal Singh is one of my favourites. It's just an all round brilliant festival.
Like,
if you get a chance to go,
yeah,
definitely go.
I saw more than 10 acts that day, 10-20 acts. There's
wow.
How many venues? Like 10 venues?
There's I think there's about 8 venues around Nottingham.
It's an amazing festival, it's so worth the money. And it's great for finding new music as well, so go and check it out.
Definitely.
That's Dot to Dot on the 24th of May.
Detonated Festival returns to Nottingham on the 30th of May as well as very big No Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Which we both attended, and that will be returning sometime in June. The date hasn't yet been confirmed. And also at Wollaton Park, Splendor Festival, it's after We've All Gone Home in July. It's a brilliant family day out. Scouting for Girls were there last year. Who else was there? Boomtown Rats. Tom O'Dell headline last year.
Tom O'Dell?
Yeah.
How did I not hear about this?
It was a very, very big festival.